Good morning. It's 26th of March. Our New Testament reading today is Luke 18. I'm reading to you once again from Brother Melva Purkis. Brother Purkis considers the incident of the rich young ruler who came to Jesus and then relates that to our discipleship. I read. This is not an incident we can easily dismiss. Its challenge must recur throughout our lives. Other things besides great possessions come to us and cause our loyalty to God to relapse into formal worship. Externally, everything is normal, but in our hearts we know that there is one thing we lack, one sacrifice we must make, one cherished friendship, ambition, or acquisition must go. We make the decision in our Master's presence, knowing that he is watching us. There is tender love in his eyes, but no sign of compromise. We hear his voice. If you will be perfect, give it up, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. There can be no following without sacrifice. That we may receive the word of life, Jesus pronounces the sentence of death upon those burdens which make it so hard for us to follow him. The disciples must not miss this lesson as they watch the young man go back to his pathetic treasures and his shallow worship. Verily I say unto you, Jesus said, turning to them, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. The disciples looked at him in astonishment. He made his words plainer. Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. These words of Jesus covered not only the rich, but the poor also. The rich man, glorying in his riches, is far from the kingdom of God. But the poor man, trusting in his hard-earned pittance, is no nearer. Indeed, the poor man may clutch his few pounds more tightly than a rich man his thousands. The emphasis in each is upon the same thing. Our trust must not be centred upon riches, great or small, or upon honour or men, but upon God. The disciples realized that his words included them. They asked him, greatly astonished, "Who then can be saved?" "With man," he answered, "it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. No man in his own strength can attain unto the salvation that God has prepared through grace. But the work of grace is made more difficult when men's eyes are diverted from it to the glittering but temporary treasures of the world." In a sequel to this incident, there is a sad commentary upon the limitations of the disciples. They should have been grateful that by the call of Jesus it had been possible for them to forsake everything and follow him, and thus be more ready for God's grace. Peter, however, and perhaps he was speaking for several others, thought not of God's grace, but of his own sacrifice. "Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?" He had watched the rich young ruler fail where he had succeeded. What is to be the compensation for his sacrifice? He had failed to learn the lesson of the parable which Jesus so recently told him of the servant's duty to his master. The lesson that when we have done all, we are still unprofitable servants, waiting upon the goodness of God. The young man's question, "What lack I yet?" would have been more worthy of Peter's lips than his own, "What shall we have therefore?" Even in this life, divine compensations far outweigh a disciple's sacrifice. And in the kingdom, when the earth is renewed in holiness and glory, we will share in the righteousness of God's beneficent reign. Thank you for listening.